Hello, everyone. Welcome to my Basic Bible Babes and Bros. Today we have a fun, hopefully short little episode, a Q&A, a question and answer. So here's the vibe. Next week we should be starting Genesis. It was not ready. I have a guest coming on. If you follow me on Instagram, you already know who that is. So I was like, okay, I need a little bit more time. What can we do in the meantime? I definitely wanted to put out an episode. So I went on Instagram, a little plug for the Instagram. If you don't follow me on there already at the Basic Bible Babe, you guys ask these questions. So I want to get straight into that. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this question and answer episode featuring your questions. Welcome to the Basic Bible Babe podcast. I'm your Basic Bible Babe, Brooke Ashley, and I'm not a theologian, but chances are you aren't either. But you don't have to be one to understand and fall in love with the Bible. So here, the goal is simple, to motivate each other to move past those things that stop us from reading the Bible and to become a people that understand and appreciate the Bible for what it is, incredible. So remember, the Word of God is for you and it's relevant to your life today. Let's dive in. I am somebody who functions best with a script. I don't feel like I talk well. So I always have a script in front of me. And so today I don't. And I'm just answering questions. But geez Louise, I feel like I suck. So I hope that this will be a 10-minute episode. You will already know if it's a 10-minute episode or not. So how did we do? The first question is, who's your favorite female character in the Bible and why? This question gives me the same vibes as what is your favorite scripture? Because whenever I answer that question, I always have to preface it with, in different seasons, I have different favorite scriptures. And that's how I feel about this. In different seasons, I gravitate towards different characters. And right now, the character that I gravitate towards is so basic. Like, you know, we have Esther, we have Mary, the mother of Jesus. We have Abigail, the wife of David. We have all these fun women characters. But right now, I'm gravitating towards Mary, the sister of Lazarus. I have to say her relation to somebody else because she has a very common name in the New Testament. But here's why. Right now, I'm in a season of my life where all I want and my most important thing is the presence of the Lord. And I feel like when you think of women in the Bible and you think of women in the Bible who gravitated towards the presence of the Lord, you have to think of Mary, right? We have this story with Mary and Martha was a servant, right? She just wanted to serve. And Mary just wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. And we need Martha and we need Mary. Right now, what I want to do is I just want to be in his presence. So right now in my life, it's giving Mary, the sister of Lazarus. You know, another question is, how do you pick yourself up when you feel discouraged? You know what? Somebody at my job asked me, like, because it came up that I don't drink. And so she was like, well, what do you do when you have a hard day? And I was like, honestly, like, I go home and I pray. And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that, but dude, the presence of the Lord changes everything. I remember the other day, literally, I was having the worst day and I was responding to my worst day in all of the wrong ways. And immediately when I got into the presence of the Lord, I felt my spirit change. You know what I mean? And I focused on the goodness of the Lord. You know, when we look at Job, and when he was just having a really hard time and his whole life was flipped upside down and he was complaining and he was complaining and he was complaining. Rightfully so, right? His whole life was flipped upside down and he was a faithful servant of the Lord and he didn't know what was going on. So he was complaining. And when the Lord responded with, do you know who I am? I created the stars and the heavens. I formed galaxies. Like, I did all these things. The Lord didn't even respond to the situation that Job was in, but the Lord responded with who he was and the testimony of who he was and all the things that he'd done. And that's it. When I feel discouraged, I focus on who the Lord is outside of me. You know what I mean? The Bible says to cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. There's another scripture that says, don't be anxious about anything, but instead pray about everything. Bring everything to God in prayer and in thanksgiving. And I've said this before, but I think a lot of times we think that the phrase, like, don't worry about anything is like a passive thing, like something that we don't have to work on, but we do have to work on not worrying and not being discouraged and giving that over to the Lord and choosing to think on good things is not passive. That is an action. I am choosing not to think about this, and I am choosing to encourage myself and to think on whatsoever is good and lovely, you know? So I hope that's helpful. Get into the presence of the Lord. It changes everything. It really does. How do I pray? Prayer is so unique to every person. How I have been finding is the best for me is by writing down my prayers. Because like I said, I do best with a script. I feel like when I talk out loud, I stumble over my words. It's hard for me. And you probably can't tell because I edit all these clips up and I cut out all the unnecessary stuff. But there are a lot of ums and hmms and what. So when I write things down and when I write down my prayers to the Lord, I feel like it centers me. It keeps me focused and it helps me to think, like, what do I really want to say right now? Instead of just rambling and stuff. You know what I mean? I have a video that goes a little bit more in depth about what I do in my prayer journaling. You can go find that on the Basic Bible Babe Instagram, but it really talks about how I start off with meditation. I go into like a general prayer. Then I pray kingdom prayers. I move on into who I'm praying for and what I'm praying for. And then I move into my holy language time. And it doesn't always follow that structure, but when generally I follow that structure. And yeah, go look on Instagram. That talks more about my prayer journaling. And that's how I do it. But it's unique. Find how you want to pray. And if that's helpful, like it has been to me, that's awesome. So here's the next question. This question was best advice for your waiting season. And I saw this question earlier and man, it brought me back to a sermon that I heard at a women's conference in Louisiana called Brave Enough, held by Sister Bonnie Lopez. Let this be a plug for that conference because it was so special. We heard a bunch of amazing women, anointed, powerful women, give very impactful words. And what I love about it is nothing was super structured. It wasn't like lights and flashing and smoke machines. We went into a barn and we worshiped and we communed together and we shopped and we had fun. You know what I mean? Like it was so simple. And the word was impactful. And so here's where I heard that word. Thetis Tenney spoke there, and she is a wonderful woman of God with a rich legacy. She's, I believe, in her upper 80s, and they call her the Queen of Louisiana, I think. But she has a rich legacy in the UPCI movement. And there she talked about what you do in your in-between season. Basically, your sowing season deeply affects your reaping season, right? That's basic, but sometimes we don't think about that. So what are you doing right now that's going to affect your future? So Thetis Tenney gave this testimony about how there was a time when they moved to this remote part of the country. Her husband was out, T.F. Tenney was out like traveling the world, spreading the gospel, and she was at home with her two kids. And if she wasn't careful, she would have started to feel resentful because she has powerful ministry within her. So she was in a season of waiting, right? Like, when is God going to use me for this? And so instead of just sitting down and not doing anything, she spent hours and hours and hours a day studying the Word of God and reading manuscripts and the Bible and studying Bible studies. And then when she stepped out of that season and when they moved out of there, she became a teacher at her church, and that would have only been possible if she was ready with the things that she had studied in her waiting season, in her in-between season. So my encouragement to you is, if you are in a waiting season, what are you doing in this in-between season to make you ready for the next season? Are you sowing? The number one thing is getting into the presence of the Lord. I don't care what you're waiting for, but getting into the presence of the Lord will change everything. The Lord will correct you there. The Lord will mold you in His presence. Ask the Lord, what do you want to mold in me right now? What do you want to change in me? How do you want me to grow? So that way I can be ready for what you have next. Pick up an instrument, learn how to cook, but most importantly, get into His presence, learn more about Him, and He will teach you more about you and what you need in this waiting season. I got a couple questions about how I knew I wanted to sing and how I serve God by singing. And so I'll say this quickly. My family, it is rich in their legacy that they have musical abilities. And that was always in my like spiritual DNA. I believe that there are generational curses, but there are also generational blessings. And I believe that that is part of my generational blessing is music. So it was always like a set up path for me to do that. My mom took me to lessons. It didn't just start out of nowhere. If you want to do something and do something well, get trained in it. My mom took me to lessons. I wasn't necessarily, it ran in my DNA, but I needed teaching because I don't feel like I'm as naturally talented as a whole bunch of other people. So that was always set up. But I will say this, that the ministry that I have on the platform is not the meat of my ministry. I would hope that I would still be deeply fulfilled by the other things that I do for the Lord. There's a scripture that says like, don't be like them that like pray out loud because they've already received their blessing. You know, they've already received their reward. And so I believe that for me, that anything that I do on a platform, listen, you can interpret the scripture differently, but anything that I do a platform, I've already received the reward for it, you guys. So I believe that in heaven, I'm going to be rewarded based on all the things that I've done in private. So the meat and the bones of my ministry has to be done in private, one-on-one with people, with my local church, you know, like that is what fulfills me. And that's where I really hope that everybody finds a place to serve, right? If you're into singing, dude, that's awesome. But make sure you have service to God in private also. That's not on a platform. The next question is, how do you keep yourself motivated to read the Bible every day? And the first thing I would say is that it always starts with discipline. You don't naturally want to pick up a Bible and read. Not most people, not me, definitely. It starts and it still continues with discipline. I have to create a space for Him. If I value the presence of the Lord, I had to create a space in my life that was specifically for me and Him. Whether that is a desk that you can put in your room and say, this is my space for the Lord, or like highlighters or anything that makes you create space for the Lord. Create time in your day for Him. Set aside a specific time every day that you do it. It all comes down to discipline and putting your value in it. I value the Lord, so I'm going to create space and time. I'm going to invest in this. I'm going to invest in a Bible. I'm going to invest in a journal. I'm going to invest in these things. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It can cost nothing. Go to the secondhand store. Do this stuff. You will invest in what you find valuable. Discipline yourself. The next thing that I will say is that as you discipline yourself, and you get into the presence of the Lord, the more you've had it, the more you want it, the more you crave it. It's kind of like when you like don't like something at first that you eat, the more you eat it, the more you kind of be like, oh, I kind of like this, like carrots. But when you give a child a carrot at first, he can say like, no, mom, I don't want it. But then if you keep giving him that carrot, eventually he's going to start to like it. And it's not that the Lord is like a carrot, right? He is so loving. He's so easy to love. But the discipline of getting into His presence is the thing that's hard to love, right? But the more you partake of the presence of the Lord, the more you hunger for it. And it gets easier. Here's the next question. Do you have any tips on doing a Bible study for youth group? I don't know. I don't think I've really ever done that, at least not faithfully. I'm just going to be honest. But I will say that my mom did a really awesome thing where all we did was we got together and we read the Bible. And she did this with the women of our church. And it is so impactful. Just the word of God is impactful. So if you don't know what to do, I encourage you guys to get together, pray, read the Bible together. And that relieves a lot of pressure from you, like not having to put together a message every week or whatever, but do something that's attainable for you. And the word of God within itself is enough. Somebody asked, do you recommend having a Bible reading plan? I don't necessarily follow a specific plan, but I do not open up my Bible and say, okay, Lord, what do you have for me today? That I don't recommend that to anybody, because then there's no structure. You're not getting the most context out of your Bible because you are reading bits and pieces of the Bible. I would recommend, in my opinion, reading a chapter of a book until you finish that book. At least do it book by book, you know? And if you don't know what book to start at, go on Google. Miss Google is very helpful, and ask her, like, where should I start, or what books of the Bible talk about this? I would always recommend, if you haven't read any Bible before, to start with the Gospels. Just learning about Jesus is so awesome. Then go on to some of the story ones. I love the Samuel book, Samuel 1 and 2. I love Esther. I love Genesis. We're going to be getting into that. You can also follow a plan. I don't have any to recommend because I don't follow like a structured plan given by anybody else. But I know that that is very beneficial to many people. But I definitely don't recommend opening up your Bible and like trying to fall on something, because that will discourage you. Somebody asked, what book will you be focusing on in the next episodes of your podcast? And I've already said it, but it's the book of Genesis. And without getting too much into what we're going to be talking about next week, but I just think that the book of Genesis is an incredible book because it is the introduction that we have to the Bible and to Yahweh, to God, right? And I think it's so crazy that God is eternal. He lived an eternity before the creation of the world. And yet when he started the Bible, he started it at his relationship with us, at the creation of the world, at where we came into the picture. And I think that's so special because God cares about his relationship with us. And so I'm really excited to get into that. The final question that we have is, I feel like I'm being called to a season of consecration. Any advice? So when I think of consecration, I think about making yourself clean. And when I say making yourself, I think about like the Lord making you clean, right? So what can you do to make yourself clean? Of course, aside from praying and fasting and reading your Bible, I would say it would be taking out the unnecessary things in your life that don't please the Lord, that don't honor the Lord, right? So whether that be music, right, that you feel like doesn't honor the Lord, whether that be the media that you're intaking that doesn't honor the Lord. There's a lot of stuff, weird stuff on social media. So maybe taking a break from social media. And just so that way there's nothing crowding your headspace when the Lord is trying to speak to you, right? Fasting is really a cool way to bring your flesh under submission and consecrate and clean out your flesh, right? So fasting is a cool way, but just think of consecration as a time for you to clean yourself up and to allow the Lord to speak to you. That being said, if you're watching on YouTube, you can tell my camera had a situation. So that was the last question anyways. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this little Q&A. Next week, we will be back with the book of Genesis. We will not be getting into Genesis chapter 1, but rather we will be focusing on the book of Genesis as a whole, the introduction to the book of Genesis before we get into actually reading it. And it's going to be super awesome. We have a special guest, so I hope that you will join us. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us at The Basic Bible Babe on Instagram. Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Seek the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like it in all of the earth. There's no drug, there's no alcohol, there's no feeling, no boy, no girl that can make you feel the way that the presence of the Lord does. It's unique, it's special, and it's where you will feel the most fulfilled. Love y'all.